Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2MAN, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So thank God for another blessed day. Hey, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again for the blessed word of the Lord this day. And Lord God, how you have been watching over and keeping and preserving us as you have been doing. We're grateful today, Lord, that you are revealing your work that you're doing, a restoration through the sending of your messenger and through those who have heard and received this way of the Lord. And dear God, I pray tonight that you will word my mouth for your glory, that Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that what I will speak will glorify you, that I will rightly divide the word as I give it unto those who are listening. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for what he's been doing. Tonight, I want to deliver the word tonight. And the title of this message is The Restored Kingdom, the Monarch Who Will Reign Eternally. Restored Kingdom, the Monarch Who Will Reign Eternally. Now, I've been coming before you guys with talking to you about the work of the Lord that he's doing through the sending of his angelic being. I have been sharing with you what he have me to share with you and giving you the word and warning you and informing you of what he's doing in these last days. And talking to you about how that Jesus has been sending his word through the Elijah, the resurrected John the Baptist, the messenger to prepare the way. And one part of his ministry, once again, that was assigned to him by the Lord Jesus, not something that he just up and took up, like we got going on here on earth today with many of God's people. Who are in a place or in places where, to be honest with you, Jesus has not called them. They have stepped into places and to roles because they, quote, either felt like they should be there or someone told them that they should be there other than Christ. And so the angel of the Lord has been doing on this job, been on this job, bringing the word from the Lord Jesus Christ. And in part of his ministry, we understand from the word of God, especially the word too also found in the Bible, that this angelic being has a work of restoration. In fact, Jesus told us in Matthew 17 that he is to restore all things. Now, in the past series, and for those of you the first time listeners that is, on this page, however, you can click on, and it might have, it should have a picture of a little Bible on the page. You could click on it. A Dropbox is showing, it'll show different categories, and one of the category episodes you could click on that and listen to all the past episodes. And so in one of the past episodes, I share with you from the Word of God and bringing witnesses to you that John, the resurrected John the Baptist, is the Elijah that is for to come and restore all things. I also shared it with you as we looked at and talked about what is the all things. And I touched on some different things, and one of them I touched on what the Lord gave Daniel in the second chapter of the book of Daniel was the kingdom of God. And we come to understand that the kingdom of God is one of the things that is in the all things that has to be restored. And then we're talking about, and let me make it more specifically, we're talking about the kingdom of God here on earth, okay? Now, me and Brother Robert Gross share with you why the kingdom here on earth has to be restored. It has to be restored because the church was overthrown here. It became disorganized. Now, I know that with some can't even fathom the thought of that, because the first thing they think about is that, hey, if Jesus built it, how can it be overthrown? Well, there's some things you miss in that. And in order for you to ask that question, that means there's some things you are in ignorance of, you don't know about, or maybe you know about, but you just wouldn't accept that even though Christ, when he first came, set up and established the church, one of the things he did not take away from the church was free moral agency. In other words, exercise your free will. And me and Brother Robert went through through the what I would call the three major things that contribute to the church becoming disorganized in the last days to the point where it has to be restored. And so I've been delivering the message to you because this is what God wants me to do. And so tonight, in dealing with the restored kingdom, we're going to talk about the monarch who will reign eternally. The monarch who will reign eternally. Now, the first thing I want to come before you with is the word king, K-I-N-G, the word king. And Webster defines a king as a male monarch of a major territorial unit, one whose position is hereditary and who rules for life, okay? That's what Webster defines a king, a male monarch. Well, what is a monarch? Okay, you were asked. A monarch is a person who reigns over a kingdom or empire. So a king is considered to be a male person who reigns over a kingdom or empire, okay? That would be the major territorial unit. A king is not a woman trapped in a man's body, okay? That's not per se naturally a king. A woman is usually referred to as a queen. The male or the man referred to as a king, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I want to read from one of the messages that this messenger brought from the Lord Jesus Christ. It is called the 11th message. And Jesus sent this message out April the 30th, 1929. Glory to God. April the 30th. I want to read one of these verses that he sent through his angelic being. And the word of God says, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It says, I am John, the same John that prepared the way before Christ when he was here. I am the messenger and sent from God to do the work for which I was born. I have come in the past and will come in the future. I am a prophet and thy fellow servant. I am he that preached baptism and repentance in the wilderness of Judea. I am John that was beheaded. I am the messenger to prepare the way. I am the messenger of the Lord to direct in building the temple. And I shall be with Christ when he comes to his temple. I am the messenger that shall bring the warning to the people of the destruction that shall come to pass. My message is one of love to them that will obey it. Now, the next verse he says, hear, O ye people of the earth, Christ coming is near at hand. Read the words of the master of men, the savior of the world. He will come to bring judgments and peace and will rule from sea to sea, and all men will obey him. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. Glory to his name. Amen. Now, notice that the messenger said he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Okay? Lord of lords and King of kings. Glory be to God. And I define to you what a king is. So Jesus is the monarch who will reign eternally. Hallelujah. I want to let that sink in for a minute as a pause. Jesus is the monarch who will reign eternally. Hallelujah. Man, now there are men who are called kings, and there are men who are called lords, okay? And the thing about them, hallelujah, because I read to you in this message from the angelic being that Christ is to have an everlasting kingdom. Okay. He's going to have an everlasting kingdom. He is to reign eternally. Men, as quote kings, can only reign, quote, as according to in this flesh, in this lifetime. Okay. Just like if you have a king of a certain kingdom here on earth, once he died, there's another one that rise up to be a king. So when you look at it, he would not be king eternally. Okay? Hallelujah. He would not be king eternally. Glory to God. But Jesus is. Amen? He is king eternally. Thank you, Lord. And this restored kingdom that he is to have here on earth, he will be the monarch who will reign eternally in this kingdom. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen. Now, glory to God. I am so grateful to be serving a king who will rule eternally. You know, Satan has a kingdom. He's the king of his kingdom, but he's not going to be ruling eternally. In fact, he got a place coming up in the lake of fire and brimstone, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But Jesus, in taking his place as king in the kingdom, will reign eternally. Amen. Will reign eternally. Not man. So in this restored kingdom that I've been sharing with you about, that God wants you to know, his kingdom that he will restore here again on earth. Amen. Hallelujah. that he is going to be the monarch who will reign over this kingdom eternally. Amen. And you don't have to worry about him dying out and somebody else taking his place. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. See, this is why as Christians, we have to proclaim Christ, stand for Christ, and proclaim to the world he is the one. See, right now you got all these religions, all these different religions on earth, and they're claiming all these different kind of gods. Thing of the situation thing is like this. It's amazing how that some of us as Christians would not stand on our proclamation that Jesus is the ultimate one, that he is the monarch who will reign eternally. So like I said, Satan is the king of his kingdom, okay? But his time is coming to an end where he's going to be in the lake of fire and brimstone. So what, he going to be ruling over what? He's going to be too busy suffering himself. You get what I'm saying? Jesus is the only king who's going to reign when the smoke clears, okay? When the smoke clears. Right now we got earthly kingdoms and stuff going on. But when the smoke clears, he is going to be the only king that's out of Satan, out of men of this world. He's going to be the only king who will be ruling his kingdom eternally. Amen. Now, some of y'all will hear me say that and say, oh, well, we can easily say that. But let me hip you to something here. You got to be willing to say it when your faith is being challenged. You got to be willing to say it when you are, quote, threatened. Now, please hear me when I'm telling you this. Because some of you have grabbed the mentality, oh, that ain't nothing. We can say that easy. Yeah, but it's amazing how people can do it in church services or they can do it in front of other Christians. But when they're being challenged by those of the world, they are so quick to be quiet. Now, I'm here to tell you, and I got to be honest in saying this because I'm here in America. Quote, the Christians in the other countries have shown, many of them have shown a stronger faith than us over here in America. Now, some of y'all may have got upset when I said that, but it's the truth. You said, well, why do you say that? Because they're facing the high, in many of them countries over there, even the missionaries that leave here and go over there, they're facing the highest level of persecution there is. Some of them are thrown in prisons and beaten for the name of Jesus' sake. You get what I'm saying? They're going over there and they're proclaiming, say, hey, Jesus is number one. You know, there's nobody greater than him. And he would reign in his kingdom forever. You don't see the word saying Jesus and somebody else reigning over their kingdom forever, now do you? When you read the word, let's say just from the Bible standpoint, when you read the word, you don't see from the Bible where telling you that Jesus will rule his king eternally and somebody else going to rule their king eternally. It always pointed to who? To Christ. Christ being, quote, as the phrase say, the last man standing. But sometimes we seem to have a problem proclaiming that. Amen. See, some of us think everything's going to go so smooth like it do in church services that we would never be challenged concerning our faith. Well, I'm here to give you this news. And after I give you this news, you may not like me anymore, but I love you anyhow. Your faith is going to be challenged, okay? It's going to happen. It's going to be challenged not only by people you don't know, but even some of your family folks is going to challenge, okay? Everybody in your family don't believe in Jesus. In fact, I bet you can find some family members you know of that they believe some strange stuff, if you know what I mean. And some of them is some very deep demonic stuff, okay? And some of these family members are people that you grew up with, some of the people you used to be close to, who you could have depended on, and they could depend on you, and y'all formed a great bond going all the way up. And now you become a Christian, and they still, you know, not saved, and then they into all kind of stuff, and now they're challenging you, especially when they into worshiping other gods. But they're going to lift up their other gods. They're going to say what their gods is the best one. No one's greater. No one is better. That their God's going to rule forever. That's what they're going to tell you. But you're clamming up because you're like, I don't want to break our friendship or our closeship or our kinship, you know, like that. Well, you have a decision to make. Amen. You have a decision. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? Now, the angel of the Lord, bringing this message from Christ, tells us that Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and his kingdom shall be an everlasting kingdom. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I sense the Holy Ghost behind that, people. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. Amen. And the angel of the Lord is not shaking and quivering when he's giving this message. He's not afraid of man, okay? Jesus told him to deliver it, and he's delivering this message, okay? Now, another message that Christ had him to bring was called the 60-second message, September the 4th, 1943. Now, I want to read to you something that he said in this verse here. Now, don't worry, we're going to go to the Bible. But I want to read something to you that he said in this verse. He said, therefore, fear not and fret not, but do the Lord's bidding. Save your strength that you may do that which the Lord will yet bring forth, that all nations may flow together. You hear that? See, God is getting all Christianity to flow together as well as all nations to flow together. What? In him. For Christ shall be the Lord of all and King of kings, and all men will serve him. Now, it didn't say some men. All men will serve him. There shall be no more evil to hinder, but all shall be delightful in the Lord. You hear that? See, he's the King of kings. See, in other words, he's letting you know that there are earthly kings. He is the king, capital K, okay? Greatest in authority. And he's the capital K because all men will serve him. See, today, you look at earthly kings. These kings in their earthly kingdom, everybody don't serve them. Amen? Only those who they are king over that region, okay, serve them. And the way the world is, quote, they would never get all men, quote, to serve them. You get what I'm saying? But Jesus, when the smoke clears, really going to be showing why he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because all men going to serve them. Now, when I'm talking about all men, all nations that accept him. Because remember, Isaiah tells us that when Christ returns, he's going to what? Destroy the sinners out of the land. So when it's talking about all men will serve him, he's not talking about every single body, including those that don't want nothing to do with him. All nations, which means all color, kind, gender, is going to serve him, them that accept him. Now, those that won't, into the lake. This is plain as I can put it. Into the lake. So all that serve him is those that accept him. But once again, he is going to be Lord and King of Kings of all. You get what I'm saying? Over everybody. Over all that serve him. And right now, he's especially that also, Okay? You get that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In another message called the 73rd message, Christ sent this out August the 12th, 1949. Hallelujah. This is what he said in this verse. He said, the messenger said, I am John the Baptist, the Elijah which was before to come. I come at the Lord's appointing. You hear that? He don't come at my appointing, your appointing. So put your appointment books up because you're trying to write down, I'm going to call on John today. He's going to come today. You can cancel that. He said, I am the branch, he that shall prune, refine, and purify all that may dwell in the presence of the Lord and King of Kings. You get that? Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords, and he King of Kings. Men that are called kings on this earth and lords, Jesus is the top of the class, okay? He the highest of authority that you could go. No one has a higher authority than him. No man's authority is equal per se as he is, as being the one. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hold up a shot. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Let me read one more message to you, and we'll go to the Bible. It's called Message 113, sent out June the 15th, 1992. Jesus sent this message out, and this is what he had the messenger to tell us. He said, the Lord Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Do you hear that? The Lord Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He is the Savior, Redeemer, and King of all mankind. All they hear and obey have right to the tree of life and to eternity. His glory shall overshadow them. Now, he's the king of all mankind. Capital K. King. The king. Highest of the class. Look, no one can't touch him. Amen. You know, it's amazing how we can brag on our cars and houses and doing this and doing that. But when it comes to Jesus, we just get all tongue twisted and we get real low, and people have to say, speak up what you have to say. I'm going to brag on my Lord because ain't no one greater than him. He is the king. Amen. You see, the world, which is controlled by the prince of the power of the air, that's what we told in Ephesians 2, is just about at that point, because you can see they've been working on it. Well, they want to tell you to quit. And when I mean you, I'm talking about as a Christian. I'm talking about the Christian. They want to tell you to quit saying that. They want to put a muzzle on us from saying things that are scriptural. You get what I'm saying? In other words, telling the truth about homosexuality. That's abomination inside the Lord. Well, now they want you to stop that. They're saying you hate us by saying that. But I'm like, I'm only repeating what Christ said, okay? And Christ, I know, don't hate you. But Jesus is going to tell you the truth. See, we think love means hiding the truth, okay? Love don't mean hiding the truth. I ain't talking about you going and just personally hurting somebody with the, quote, truth. But you would tell the truth. You know, it was a song that came out when I was growing up. I think I was like a teenager. They had to be like the mid-80s. And they used to sing a song, and the name of the song was Tell Me Lies, Tell Me Sweet Little Lies. Now, if you're thinking truly as a believer in Christ, you'll say what? What do you mean, tell me sweet little lies? You want me to lie to you? Now, if you're thinking with the mind of Christ, you will see something wrong with that person. But when you're thinking carnal, you're like, ooh, what a song. Wow, what a song, you know. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to go to the Bible here. And then go to the Bible, and there's a record of Nephite book. I want to go to the Bible here first. And I want to look at Revelation chapter 17 in the Bible. Revelation chapter 17. Glory to God. In the restored kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus is going to be the king who will reign eternal. Hallelujah. Glory. Now, anybody, listen, he's the king of his kingdom. Ain't nobody else the king of his kingdom? I know me and wanna be, but you ain't. It ain't happening. Now, if you can't accept Jesus being the king of the kingdom, you ain't going to be there. Plain and simple. Because Jesus said, hey, it's only room for one king. Okay? And I can't be sharing that with man. Now, in Revelation chapter 17, I'm going to read verse 12, well, verse 11 to verse 14. Revelation chapter 17, verse 11 to verse 14. The word says, and the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power or authority as kings 1 hour with the beast. Okay? These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Okay? These shall make war with the Lamb. Now, who we know is the Lamb? Well, John said in the book of John chapter 1, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. Who's he talking about? Jesus. Okay? So these 10 kings, okay, who the Bible said had received no kingdom as yet, power as kings, 1 hour with the beast. Okay, they're together with the beast now. We know the beast dealing with the Antichrist. Now, he said, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. Ain't it a blessed thing to serve a king that can't get whooped? Amen? Hallelujah. See, a natural king, kings of this earth, they can get whooped. Some of them, and let's be honest, up in age, and then a young man can come in and overtake them. They can be whooped. Amen. Hallelujah. Invading army can come in and overtake them. Can overtake the whole nation, the whole kingdom that he's over, can overtake them. But see, it can't be done with Jesus. Verse 14 says, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Wow. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is King of kings and Lord of lords once again. When they're talking about him being a king, that letter is capitalized. Him being a Lord, that's being capitalized. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And when men call other men kings on earth or lords, that was a way of them acknowledging that that person had authority over them. Okay? But by Jesus being the King, capital K, of kings, and Lord, capital L, of lords, shows that he is the highest authority in existence. And his authority is so high that when the smoke clears, this restored kingdom of God here on earth, he is going to be the king who's going to rule eternally. Good God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. See, we should be, you know, willing to proclaim that. Every Christian is not willing, nor are they proclaiming it. Because all these other religions and who dabs and all kind of stuff and into all kind of witchcraft and stuff like that, they're lifting up their God. And so we have let the government tell us that now we got to be fair with everybody. And if you ain't, if you will watch real closely, this government is trying to get people to accept everything, okay? In other words, if a man or woman want to sleep with their dog or their cat, watch what happens. They're going to want you to accept. So when you tell them, say, well, God said bestiality in the scripture is wrong, it's an abomination, they were like, hey, quit saying that. You're showing you hate the person. See, it's almost got to a point that they're telling you that you can't have a mind. You can't think for yourself, even concerning the things of God. You can't think for yourself to have the thought of like, I think God is right about that, and say it. So they say you can't have a thought. Your thoughts got to be, quote, in conjunction with the abomination or sin of the day. Okay? Amen. And see, Jesus is going to rule his kingdom eternally. Now, when you look with us today, who will be considered our king in this nation? Well, it will be the president. But you know, in Congress, if a certain voting for a certain thing come up and the president say no, according to the laws here in America, if Congress get together and vote contrary to them, and it'd be a two-thirds of a vote. Now, I think that's how they go. Then the president can be, quote, overruled in his ruling. Okay? That ain't happening with Jesus. Okay? I don't care. All the ministers can get together and say, hey, we don't agree with what Jesus said. And vote and say, we vote against Jesus. There will be no overriding of his word, period. See, Jesus let us know. He said, I got to show you the difference between me being a king and the men of this world being king. Now, if you don't see it yet, pray and ask God to show you. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at Revelation chapter 19. Look at Revelation chapter 19. We're still in Revelation chapter 19. Verse 11 to verse 16, Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to verse 16. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to verse 16. And the word said, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. It's like a robe. And his name is called the Word of God. Okay? And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. Okay? Clothed in fine linen, white and clean. See, Jesus has armies in heaven with him. Men that are considered, quote, in a sense, king of this world. Now, we as Christians are told in Revelation, I think, 1, to reign as kings and queens, kings and priests here in this lifetime. But here, when he's talking about king, now he's the king of kings. He's not only the king over those who are called kings as Christians or to reign in this life as king, but he's also king over the kingdoms or those who are kings in this world, of this world, amen? He is the ultimate one, okay? So, but the kings of this world, their armies is where? Here on this earth, okay? Jesus have armies which are in heaven. So that should tell you his army is of a higher degree than the king's armies here on earth. Ain't that something? Hallelujah. Amen. That means that the armies of the kings here on earth subject to get tired, okay,
can get wounded and you know, in this life frame get wounded and not be able to go no longer. All this, they can be affected by this time frame. Okay? Even if it includes, let's say, the weather. You know, extremely cold, extremely hot. But the armies of the Lord, oh man, they get the battle, they come down, that's it. I mean, you can bring up a snowstorm. What are you going to do? How are they going to stop? Amen. And so it says in verse 15, and out of his mouth go up a sharp sword. Out of whose mouth? Jesus' mouth. That with it he shall smite the nation. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. Okay? And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. So he's unleashing his the wrath of Almighty God upon the sinners, upon those that obey not the gospel, okay, that rejected the word of God. But notice that he smite the nations, and it's out of his mouth go up a sharp sword. So there couldn't be no literal sword, okay, that's the word of God here. And this sword will smite the nation. See, God's weapon is not like the kings of this world's weapons. The king of this world's weapons are natural, okay? That's what they are. They're natural. Amen. And which means that they're subject to get jammed, to get broke, to not work, okay? To be wore out. It's subject to all that. Well, Jesus' weapon is not subject to that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And it goes on to say in verse 16, and he have on his vesture, okay, this is on his robe, and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Do you see that? Hallelujah. See, this verse 16 showed that Jesus laid his claim, and rightly so, to being what? King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Okay? One of the reasons you look at it, because look at his weapons. His weapons are spiritual. His weapons are high, way high, ain't even close, upon the over the weapons of these kings of this world. Jesus himself with his word can smite nations. Amen. Kings of this world, they go fight another nation. They can fight a nation that's bigger than them, then they need some help, okay? Jesus don't, per se, really need no help. Amen. Now, let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. See, this is what the angel of the Lord, in the words that he's bringing, is telling us, that Christ is going to be the one who will reign eternally. He is the King of Kings. Amen. Now, once again, the kings of this world, yes, many of them are put on the throne to reign, you know, in this life, forever in this life. But once again, in other words, they are to reign until they get older and pass, or can't do it no more, okay? Because one thing about flesh cannot live forever in this state, okay? So we couldn't apply a man ruling over his kingdom as a king eternally. It couldn't go with man because he couldn't rule these kingdoms here on this earth eternally. Because guess what? They're not going to survive eternally. Amen. They're not going to survive eternally. And the kings of this world, they ain't living eternally themselves. Not in this time frame. Man can't. You know, back in the days, early in the Bible, you saw men would live up to be what Adam lived like? with 800 years or 900 years or something like that he lived. But through the years, you start noticing that just about the average age factor begin to break down drastically. And the biggest reason I look at that is because of sin, okay? That's why it's such a great celebration today when people find out other people that turn 100 years old. That's like, wow, 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 okay? You're going to tell somebody, hey, that's my auntie. Yeah, how is she? 100. What? Are you kidding me? 100? Good gracious. Let me see her. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse, and I'm going to start verse 13, and I'm going to go to verse 15, okay? Well, maybe verse 16. The Word of God says, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, now get this, in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Now, the word potentate here, according to the original Greek word here, it means a ruler or officer of great authority. He's going to show he's the only. You see the word only? It didn't say he's going to show that he's the potentate. No, it said only. See, when the smoke clears. See, that's why he's declared the King of kings and Lord of lords, highest of his class, and he will outlast all other so-called kings and lords. He will outlast them. And he's going to show why he's the only ruler of great authority. When the smoke clears, people. When the smoke clears. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't mind proclaiming this. Thank God. Hallelujah. For a mouth to proclaim this. This restored kingdom that's going to come forth on this earth. The restored kingdom of God. The restored kingdom of Jesus Christ. Going to have one monarch, one king. Who's going to reign eternally. And you know his name is? Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is going to show that he's the only ruler of great authority. He's going to show that he's the only one that has the authority to rule over all. See, the kings of this earth, they don't have authority to rule over everybody. You understand what I'm saying? If a king from another nation comes here in America and just start trying to rule, he's going to have a fight on his hand. Man, them people up in government look at him so funny and say, what you doing? Even the president look at him, what you doing in my office? What you doing? You tell him, well, I'm king of so-and-so. And they're going to say, well, you king of so-and-so, you ain't king of here. But Jesus is going to show that he's the ruler over all. As a Christian, whether some of you realize it or not, you serve one that is the king over all, that he's a ruler over all. No one can rule over Jesus. Now, the kings of this world are subject to be ruled over, not Christ, not Jesus. Amen. No way. Even the devil who's ruling his own kingdom, his rulership going to come to an end. When he hit the fire and brimstone, he ain't going to be ruling nobody, okay? Period. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let me read one more scripture. I'm coming from what is called the Record of Nephi. And me and Brother Robert has already presented this book to you all. You get, for those of you first-time listeners, you can look, go back into the archives and hear that how that we gave you scriptures from the Bible that support that this is a book of the Word of God. This is God's book also that goes with the Bible and the Word of the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, there was a man of God named Alma, and I want to read to you what he has to say in concerning this subject that was given to him while he was here over here on this continent, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want to read to you what he has to say, okay? Amen. Alma, a man of God. Hallelujah. When God had given to say this particular thing, the Spirit of God gave it to Alma, and this is what he said. He said, "Yea, thus says the Spirit, repent all ye ends of the earth, for the kingdom of heaven is soon at hand. Yea, the Son of God," you know who that is, Jesus, "cometh in his glory, in his might, majesty, power, and dominion. Yea, my beloved brethren, I say unto you that the Spirit say, behold, the glory of the King of all the earth," that's Jesus, "and also the kingdom, King of heaven, shall very soon shine forth among all the children of men." See, he's called the King of all the earth. Of all the earth, all mankind. Amen. Hallelujah. The King of all the earth, people. Jesus, King of all the earth, is restoring his kingdom in this day and time of all the earth. Okay? No man, even if his kingdom had been destroyed, can restore his kingdom to last, to where he will last, or it will last eternally. See, Jesus is the King of an eternal kingdom. Man is the King of a temporary kingdom, a kingdom that will be no more at when the smoke clears. And see, what make Christ King of Kings, Lord of Lords, he's the King of a kingdom that will forever reign, that forever will be, okay? Amen. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for the written word of the Lord. I thank the Lord for what he's doing. Amen. What he's going to do. I thank God for that. I thank God for this opportunity to bring this message to you today. And you know what, people? It, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it. Amen. When you're proclaiming the work of the Lord, there are going to be challenges, especially when you're proclaiming it to a people of something that they've never heard before. Now, I'm referring to that which is truly God. I ain't talking about you coming up with stuff. I'm talking about, you know, so-and-so was a cow, and they ain't a cow no more. We ain't talking about the off-the-wall stuff. We talking about the true stuff. And the thing about it is that I thank God for this opportunity that he has given. Because he have truly given this opportunity for me to give this word unto you. I don't come before you to declare to you that I know everything, because I don't. Know what I do know. And I know that from this message, Christ is going to be the monarch who will reign eternally when the smoke clears. And I know that as Christians, we got to be willing to stand and proclaim when it's time to proclaim this, what we looked at tonight. Now, oh, I hear some of you, oh, that's easy. No problem, oh, they're easy. But
some of the same ones that said that, in the heat of the moment, they clam up. They clam up. I remember a guy I worked with, and before we had this particular meeting, oh, he was talking about this and that and saying this and that. And when we got into the meeting, it was like a 360-degree walk. I mean, I sat there looking at him and all this talk he was talking about doing, and he didn't say a word. Amen. All that talking he was doing, didn't say a word. Hallelujah. We got to be willing to stand, people. We got to be willing to stand for the word of truth. Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for the opportunity you've given us to go into the scriptures. And dear God, we ask, oh God, that you would touch us tonight. I ask that you would touch everyone that is listening. And Lord God, I pray that I've done the job that will bring a smile to your face. So Lord God, I thank you, Lord, for blessing me as well as others who are listening. And we give you the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Don't forget, Lord, say the same tomorrow night, heart to heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.